And what about the place where the people keep chickens?
A chicken yard, and they stay in a coop.
And what would a coop be made like?
It's a thing made kind of like a house with posts and board and a top on it. I got some things in there for the chicken to perch on.
If you cut a chicken so you don't split the breast into two pieces, you keep it in one piece and you have another piece that's with the breast, it's like that. Kids like to get it and pull it.
Call it the pulley bone.
And which one is supposed to get his wish, the long piece or the short piece?
The long piece.
And did you ever have a name for the long and the short pieces?
Wishbone.
What about the inside parts of a chicken that you can eat? Liver and gizzard, heart.
The liver and the gizzard and the heart.
And you have a name for all of those together?
When you put them together, you call it giblet.
And what about the part of a hog that you can either clean it and eat it, or you can stuff sausage in it?
Chitlin.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's what time?
It's feeding time.
And did you ever hear people calling the stock to?
Yes.
What kind of words would they use to call, say, cows?
They call the cows. They call the horse. Say, cope, 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 but I don't know how you call it. And you call the chicken. Chicken. I don't know how you call chicken.
What about a hog? Do you remember that?
You call a hog like you call a pig, 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 pig.
So what about if you got a horse and a wagon, what would you say to make him get started?
Get up.
And what about to make him stop?
Whoa.
And if a man's going to go someplace in a wagon, he's got to go out and do what to the horses?
Hitch up.
And when he's going someplace in a wagon, what does he call the things that he holds in his hand to guide him?
Arrange.
And would be this, call it the same thing if he's riding on horseback?
I don't think so. Because I guess so, because he have to hold the reins in his hand.
What about if he's plowing?
They call that a line.
Call it the line?
Yeah.
And if he's riding horseback, what do you call the thing you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
And if you're plowing with two horses, have you ever heard a name for the horse on the left?
Mm-mm.
When you're plowing, what do you call a thing that you cut through the ground?
Plow.
And the plow leaves, what do you call a thing in the ground?
A furrow.
And if you had a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop.
And if you're going in someplace to start planting and start a field, we have to get rid of all the brush and the trees and everything. What do you say you do to it?
We clean it up.
Clean it up. And you ever hear a name for the old dry grass that'd be left over after you cut the hay, be left over in the spring?
It's nothing but grass.